This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The dark web. What goes online stays online. And that's an important warning for young people. I want you to know, and I know that you probably would have been able to go through my series about living online, 30 hadith or more that guide our behavior online and the friendships that we have and the posts that we put up. So I do ask you to go to that series and re-listen to it, reintegrate with it if you've missed out on it. But the dark web, the dark side of the web, the sinister side, is that it is mind-altering and it has an impact on your wealth, on your health, on your faith, and on your physical well-being, on your mental wellness and mental state. The dark web is something that I do want to warn you about, and it could be a place where you can easily transgress the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a place where you can share information that is not verified, where you can be held accountable and liable for defamation and slander to others by simply posting something that's not true. It can be a place where you upload a picture thinking it's private, but you've shared it in a place where millions of people may at one point in time be able to access it if a person's dark heart turns against you and shares your private information and private photographs with them. How many times have we seen people traumatized by the experiences online? And I want you to know that what goes online, what keystroke you put, even just, you know, just the letter T, that isn't just something that's forgotten. It's a part of your metadata. It is recorded. It is kept. And there are agencies that store it for Allah knows how long. More importantly, there are people whose only business is selling your data to profit from it. And it becomes really important for you to be very, very careful what you put on your Snapchat, on your Instagram, and on your TikTok. And I want you to kind of consider why there was such a large kerfuffle with the United States and other Western countries saying that they intended to ban TikTok if it remained under Chinese control, because they know that mass manipulation can be something that can be used through broadly used apps and services. And it was a major worry. And it's something for you and I to take caution in. Know that for a fact that your usage and footprint online is not unnoticed. And it's not something that is forgotten or glossed over or hidden. It is something that at times may rear itself in an ugly way in your life. Be very careful with what you put online. I have personally, in my professional capacity, have looked through agencies who have we've used to hire people for positions at universities and in other places. And one of the things they do is they go through a person's social media to see what kind of behaviors and statements they make. You've seen athletes who were stars brought down and lost their contracts on account of a tweet they sent or an Instagram post they made or a misstep that they quoted or said or a forward that was wayward. Be very, very careful with your privacy and your data. And as you are younger, maturing, the words you say now will and definitely will have an impact on how you are seen and viewed by other people into the future. Think about your entrance into university. Think about the job placements that you seek. All of that is not something that is hidden, and people do go through it to find out and vet prospective people. But more importantly, worry about the consequence of the akhirah. Worry about what Allah sees that you can hide from your parents. Worry about what Allah knows that you have deleted from your web search. Know what Allah is aware of that you have shared with people that you think will keep your trust but may betray you in the future. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you protected and allow you to use your social media and the web for that which is pleasing to Him, and be thankful to Allah that Allah has protected us and our shame thus far, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to maintain your longevity and health in this life, in real life, and virtually. Allahumma ameen.